Hello, everyone. My name is Monica Ricci. I'm a nurse practitioner. I have been in rheumatology for now 20 years. I started my career in the Lupus Center, a hospital for special surgery. I'm currently working at Northwell Health. I'm also a faculty member at RAP. According to the new 2024 ACR guidelines for lupus nephritis, how should you screen and diagnose lupus nephritis in SLE patients? All right, this is pretty simple, didn't change much, but it's always a urine test, protein and creatinine spots, easier. We don't use 24 hours urine guide anymore just because it's very complicated for the patient and cumbersome. So spot your creatinine every single time. I usually do a full urine analysis as well, just so you pick up anything if the patient was having her period, so you will be able to see blood and distinguish if this is blood from lupus nephritis or if it's her period. So I don't rely solely on protein creatinine ratios. I do rely on a full urine analysis and a protein creatinine ratios. Patients give me urine every time they stop. The guidelines mention every 6 months to be checked. I do every 3 months if I can see that patient. I try to see my patients every 3 months. So every 3 months, every time they stop on the office or if they call me and say something has changed with the urine, I will do a full urine analysis and a protein creatinine ratios. The diagnosis of lupus nephritis is done by biopsy. So you will need to send your patients for a kidney biopsy. I've been doing this for 20 years and I have to say that I usually send my patients straight for the kidney biopsies prior to see the nephrologist. I rather they see the nephrologist whenever they have the biopsy ahead, just because it saves time and time is important during that period. So you can get the diagnosis very quickly. You need the biopsy just because you need to know what category it is, classes, three, four, five, whatever it is that is happening with the kidneys right now. And also to understand the chronicity, how much of that is already damaged. And so that will also help you treat that patient accordingly. If there's a lot of damage, you can do as much treatment you want. It's not going to change it. So you need to know that biopsy head to toe. All right. So always pay attention to the chronicity in that, how much damage it is, what class it is, what cells are in, how inflammation it is. Is there crescents? Is there no crescents in there? This is all very important information for you guys to not just diagnose, but to guide your treatment as well. Please visit our website, rap.org, for any further information you may need. And thank you for listening.